Bruchim Haboim. Welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem together on Daf Tes Amud Beis at the very top, the new Mishnah. Our Mishnah serves as a Hagdama to the Mishnah that comes in regards to Shabbos and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. There the Mishnah discusses when a person goes out before Shabbos, Samuch L'chashecha, well, he has to be careful. Maybe he will then take something out after nightfall on Shabbos. So our Mishnah really is only a Hagdama to that, because our Mishnah discusses during the week in regards to then before Mincha, if a person did not yet daven Mincha, he's prohibited from doing certain malachos. Says the Mishnah, Lo yeshiv adam lifnei hasapar, samuch lemincha, ashi yispalil. A person shall not sit in front of the barber close to Mincha. Samuch lemincha refers to a half an hour before Mincha. If it's Mincha Gedoyla or Mincha Ketana, the Gemara will discuss that. And if he did not yet daven, he cannot sit in front of the sapar. The idea being, because if he gets in the middle of the haircut and he doesn't complete the haircut in time, he'll miss the sman of Mincha. Similarly, Lo yikanes adam lemerchatz. A person should not enter the Beis HaMerchatz, because again, he might get carried away and miss the zman of Tfilas Mincha. V'lola Borsaki, similarly by Borsaki, he cannot begin the work of a Borsaki. There's a process of tanning hides, and therefore he cannot do that also within a half an hour before the Zman of Mincha. V'lola Echol, he cannot eat, whether it's a Suda Gedoyla or a Suda Ketana, it's a discussion, but nonetheless he cannot eat a Kviyu Suda, Bikoveya a Suda, before Samuch, which is before Mincha. V'lo ladin, cannot begin the judgment process, and therefore that might also continue throughout the entire afternoon, whereby he will miss the Zman of Mincha. V'im hischilu ein mafsikin, if a person did begin, even with began by Isser, incorrectly, he did transgress this Isser d'Rabban and began Samuch l'Mincha, then he does not have to stop. He can continue sitting in the chair, getting that haircut, or continue, for example, going into the merchatz and being bathed, etc. Mafsikin likrois kriyashma. However, when it comes to kriyashma, which is deraisa, now tefillah is either deraisa, but even if it's deraisa, it doesn't have a specific set time, and many hold that as derabbanan, but kriyashma certainly is deraisa, and therefore it has specific times. Uveshoch bechav kumecha, as we learned in the first two prakim of Meseches Brachos, there a person has to be mafsik if he began, let's say, a suuda, or began getting a haircut samuch to the time of zman kriyashma. Ve'ein mafsikin litfila, and a person does not have to be mafsik for tefillah here. We already mentioned that in the Reisha, so the Gemara will have to explain to us what is the Tosefis Chiddush that the Mishnah is mentioning now, vein mafsikin litfila, when we know that a person doesn't have to stop if he began, for example, getting a haircut, samuch lezman shel tefillas mincha. Says the Gemara, hey samuch lemincha. The Gemara wants to know, which mincha are we talking about when we say you cannot begin one of these things samuch la mincha? Does it refer to mincha gedoyla, which is a half an hour after chatzos? Or does it refer to mincha ketana, which is 9.5 hours into the day, which is the zman of plaga mincha and lamala? Says the Gemara, if we're referring to the Zman of Mincha Gedola, which is again a half an hour after Chatzos, and that half an hour refers to Zman of Halachic minutes, that, asked the Gemara, am I low? Why should a person not be able to begin getting a haircut, for example, if it's Samuch le Zman Mincha Gedola? He has many hours left in the afternoon to still daven mincha. Says the Gemara, el samuch le mincha ketana. Rather, you must say, we're talking about samuch a half an hour before the Zman of Mincha Ketan, which he said is 9.5 hours into the day. And therefore you only have 2.5 hours until the end of the day. Says the Gemara, Im hitchilu ein mafsikin. The Mishnah says, if one does begin one of these things, then we don't require him to stop. Ask the Gemara, after all, is that so? However, at the end of the day, if he's in the middle of this haircut or one of these other things, then he might miss the Zman. So how come we don't have to make him stop? And the Gemara then says, Neimati haveti yuftud Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. Let us say that this is a refutation on the opinion of Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. Because after all, here we're saying that a person can continue and not be mafsik. Well, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi says otherwise. The Omer Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Kevan shehigi zman tfilas hamincho, osur la'odam sheyitoim klum, koidem sheyispalo tfilas hamincho. If a person is going to then begin doing something that is also to do one of the things that we had mentioned in the Mishnah, without having yet daven mincha, then he must stop immediately. And yet we said in our Mishnah, ein mafsikin, we don't require that he stop. Says the Gemara, loy, la'olam samuch lemincha gedoyla. We are talking about the time of mincha gedoyla. We ask, if that's so, you have much time in the afternoon to daven mincha. What's the concern? Says the Gemara to explain, Upitispares ben Alosho. We're talking about a special type of haircut. The son-in-law of Rebbe's name was ben Alosho. He spent much money in order to then learn how to give a haircut the way the Kohen Gadol was given a haircut. And that is a very big umnus, which requires a lot of time and effort, whereby he might miss the Zman of Tfilas Mincha. It says, V'lo l'merchatz in the Mishnah. Lekula milsa de merchas. The reason being because we're talking about a full service type of bathhouse. He gets hot water, he gets cold water, he gets shampooed, he also gets what we call the sauna treatment. So therefore it'll take many hours and he can lose the Zman of Mincha. Says the Mishnah, V'lo labursaki, and also in regards not to tanning, labursaki gedoyla, when there's many hides where a person has to go through the process of tanning, that will take a long time. And therefore, it's just beginning that process. And v'lo le'echo, not to eat. Besuda gedoyla, we're talking about a large meal, being koveya suda of, let's say, a bris or a chasana, whereby it will then take many hours. V'lo le'din, the Mishnah says you cannot begin a judgment. Bitchilas din, the beginning of the judgment requires hearing the litigation and calling upon witnesses and many other aspects that cause the din to take place for many hours throughout the afternoon, whereby a person will lose and miss the Zman of Tfilas Mincha. That's one opinion. So we have just stated that all of these cases in the Mishnah, although we're talking about Samuch Zman Mincha Gedoyla, and therefore there's a lot of time in the afternoon, nonetheless, each and every one of these things can carry on for several hours, whereby a person will lose and miss the Zman of Davening Mincha. However, the Gemara brings another opinion. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar La'olam b'tisporis didon. Really, we're talking about our own tisporis, our own regular haircuts. L'chatchila Amar lo yeshiv. If so, it's just a regular haircut. What is the concern? After all, we asked, you're going to have many hours in the day. Says the Gemara to explain, Gzeir Hashem Yishover Hazug. There's a gzeira that they made. Maybe a person will break the scissors, and thereby the person will be in the middle of the haircut, and it'll take much more time because he won't be able to get up from the place where he's sitting until they find or they make another pair of scissors to be able to then give him the complete haircut. V'lo l'merchatz, and he cannot go to the bathhouse samuch l'mincha. La'aziyah ba'alma, we're talking about when he only went for the sauna treatment. If it's only the sauna treatment, just to then sweat a little bit, then l'chatchila mailo, why can't he start that treatment samuch l'mincha? Answers the Gemara, Gzeira Shema Yisalpa. Maybe he'll become fainted from the heat of the bathhouse, whereby he won't be able to daven afterwards. He'll become so weak. V'lalabursaki. The Mishnah says he cannot also begin the tanning process. Says the Gemara, B'li'yuni ba'amo. We're talking about not beginning the process, just checking it out. Looking at the process itself. L'chatchina ma'ilo. So then why should that be a problem? Says the Gemara, Dilma chazi pseido bezvine umatrid. Maybe he will find a mum, some sort of defect in one of these hides, and thereby he'll be torud, and he'll be overwhelmed by this loss, and he'll have to then either redo it, or he'll just very much be bothered. He won't be able to then have the mindset to daven properly afterwards. V'lo le'echol. And he cannot eat b'su'uda ketana. So we're talking about only a su'uda ketana. Like we said before, a su'uda gedola, a chasana, a bris. So if it's only su'uda ketana, why can't a person begin such a su'uda? Says Gemara, l'chatchila mailo. Answers Gemara, dilma osi la'am shuchi. Because even though it's a su'uda ketana, but still a person might get carried away. And he'll add other different types of foods. And maybe he'll even drink, and then he'll cause to miss the zman of tefillah. V'lo ladin, Gemara says, "Begemar hadin." We're only talking about the end of the judgment, not the beginning. The judgment requires hours and hours of prosecution and defense and types of witnesses, etc. Says the Gemara, "Lechatchila ma'lo." Why not then? Dil mechazi time of esoser dina, because maybe the judges, they will find a reason to uphold the things that were the law that they were just going to then judge upon, and they'll have to then reopen the case. Ask the Gemara, Me'emasai haschalos tisparis. So we just spoke about two different mahalchim in order to explain the Mishnah. Why is it necessary to make the gezeira of not to begin one of these things samuch lemincha? Either because these are things that might begin the process and will take an extra long time to do. Or even if it won't begin the process, but it could either cause something in the middle to happen whereby it'll get stuck, so to speak, and therefore the process will have to be redone, or the person will be torud, or something will happen will cause him not to be able to daven mincha, because he'll become fainted, like in the bathhouse, etc. Now the Gemara asks, Me'emasai haschalas tisparis. Once we're talking about a person not able to then sit and have the haircut, when is the beginning of that tisparis? What's considered to be the beginning to which we say if a person begins that tisparis, that person is not able to be, we don't require him to be mafsik. We allow him to continue. What is that stage where he said, he's already started, he won't require him to stop. Omar Rav Avi Mishayaniach Ma'aforos Shel Siparin Al Birkov. When he places the apron of the barber on his knees, that is going to then protect him from all of the hair, that itself is considered the beginning of the process of getting a haircut, whereby at that point in time we don't require him to stop. When is it considered to be that he began the bathhouse process, taking a bath, whereby we won't require him to stop? When he takes off the garments, we're talking about, let's say, the inner garments, for example, his undershirt, and he begins taking that off, then we don't require him to stop. What's considered to be the beginning of the process of tanning that we don't require him to stop either? When he begins pulling up his sleeves and taking them out of the arms, and then he ties those sleeves, let's say, behind his back. That's considered to be the beginning of this process where we don't require him to stop. What's considered the beginning of eating? That, again, if a person began, then we say that he began eating, we don't require him to stop either. Rav Amar, Mishayitol Yodov, from the time that he washes his hands for that su'uda. Rav Chanino Omar, Mishayatir Chagura, when he opens up his belt, they would open up their belt to allow themselves to then be more comfortable when they eat the food. So that's the beginning of the process of eating, whereby a person is considered to be beginning to eat, and he doesn't have to stop from that seuda. Velo pligi, the more comments, this is not a machlekes. Depends on where you were. Halon v'halahu. We in Bavel, where we indeed tie a tight belt and we're known to release it, we undo the belt and relieve ourselves by loosening that belt before the seuda. That's the beginning of when a person is not required to stop. Whereas those in Eretz Yisrael, we don't normally then undo their belt at that point in time. Rather, they wash their hands at the earliest time where they're required to then, where we consider to be beginning the seuda, that's the washing of the hands, then they don't require them to stop. Now the Gemara brings a related teaching. Omar Abaye, Hani Chavroin Bavloi, these friends of ours in Bavel, Leman de Omar Tfilas Arvis Rishus, according to the opinion that says Tfilas Arvis is a Rishus, there's a machlokis in the Gemara in Brochovs, whether Tfilas Arvis is a Rishus or it's a Choyva. Even the Man de Omar says a Rishus, Pashas is not a Rishus Gomor, but nonetheless, according to that, Mandarim says that Tfilas Arvi is a Rishus, says Abayi, Kivan the Shorah Lehem Hemyane, since that he already loosened his belt, Lo Metarchinon Leh, we will not matriach him to stop his Su'uda and will allow him to continue his Su'uda. Lo Mandarim Achoyvo, Matrichinon Leh. And the one who holds that Tfilas Arvi is a Choyva, we will matriach him to stop his Su'uda. Ask the Gemara, v'ha, tfilas mincha ledekuli alma choyva hi. Everybody holds that mincha is a choyva. That's a tfilas choyva. And still, v'tnan, it says in the Mishnah, im hitchilu em afsikin, that if he does begin, then he must, then he can continue, and we don't require him to stop. V'am Rabbi Chanina, mishayate chaguro. Rabbi Chanina explained to us that in Bavel, when is it considered to be beginning the suda, we don't require him to stop? That is in regards to when a person begins to loosen his belt. So why all of a sudden when it comes to Tfilas Mariv, when it comes to Arvis, the Man says Choyva, then we say we're not going to then we're going to say we're going to matriach him. We already learned on our Mishnah, when it comes to Minch, which is a Tfilas Choyva, we are not matriach him, we don't mafsik. So why the difference in Halacha? Says the Gemara to answer, two different approaches. Hasam lo shicha shichrus, hacha, Shicha Shichrus. Hasam over there, in regards to Mincha, people don't generally drink a lot in the afternoon. And therefore, it's not a concern that he'll get carried away and become inebriated and miss Zman Mincha. But Hacha, but over here, in regards to Arvis, since people do drink more heavily at night, therefore there would be a concern that he'll miss the Zman of Davening Mincha, of Davening Mariv, and he'll lose the tefillah altogether because he'll become shikr. Inami b'mincha kiven de kviyala zimna mirtas v'lo osi lemifsha. Alternatively, another way to explain the difference is that by mincha, since mincha is a set time, thereby a person is a bit agitated, is a bit anxious when he's even that suda in the afternoon to make sure that he davens mincha before the end of the zman. But says the Gemara, not so by Arvis. Arvis kiven de kulilel yozman Arvis lo mirtas v'osi lemifsha. But when it comes to Arvis, since everybody agrees that when it comes to Arvis, there's no fixed time, like the Mishnah in the fourth parak in Brocha says that Arvis is a lo zman keva, doesn't have a fixed time. Therefore, he will not be anxious to then daven, and therefore he'll continue his suda, and he'll forget, and he'll miss the davening Amarev altogether. So again, two different reasons to explain the chiluk between Mincha and Marev. Either because Mincha, unlike Marev, is something that has a fixed time, or because Mincha, whereas Marev doesn't, or because Mincha, people don't generally drink in the afternoon, and therefore there's not a concern that he'll be carried away and miss Mincha, whereas Mariv, a person does drink more heavily and will miss Mariv, perhaps, potentially. and therefore they did make a gzera. Says the Gemara, Maskif le Rav Sheshis, Trichusa le Mesar, Hemyane, is it such a tircha to tie one's belt again? Va'od and further, Leku hachi velitzli, let him get up and stand and daven, even if his belt is a bit loose. Answers the Gemara with the following principle, Mishum shenemar, Hikarn likras elokecha Yisrael. A pasuk in Nach, in Navi, it says that a person has to prepare to meet Elokei Yisrael. And therefore, when a person is about to daven, he has to make sure that his belt is tied and also that he's prepared to then look befitting before the king. And that does require a tircha to get dressed properly before the Melech, Malchei Hamlochim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu.